Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Fesco and Dusty McMorty with you as well. 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you. Already in the last hour of the show, boys. If you missed any of it, go back into the podcast page. Check it out. We'll dive back into what the representative of Kansas had to say yesterday on the drive in about 15 minutes. And then tomorrow, we'll hear what the representative from Missouri has to say, who joins the drive today.
Do we know who that is, who's joining them?
I'm sure I can text Rob. If he's up. What's up, bud?
Rob's up.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's
married.
Yeah, he's the mother, father, grandfather, grandmother of that show.
Yeah.
Where's Carrington?
Denny wants to know why Rob is writing everybody off, too. Denny doesn't even write people off.
You know, Rob uses the term washed. You know, washed was defined in the 1910s when they would go out and wash the rag. Tonight, it's Michael Lorenzen, who once has biceps like I had when I was hitting the ice rink in hockey. By the way, Denny Matthews, huge hockey guy. If you didn't know,
nice.
Skate circles around your ass.
Low bar, but yes.
Sure, yeah, as I say, me on
that's Denny's number one sport. I really wish Kansas City would have had a hockey team so Denny could have done those games too, because I think he would have thrived in those games. Dude loves hockey.
Yeah, he'll always, if you listen carefully, he'll give you like a hockey reference almost once a night.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. This would be considered the Royals' power play when you bring in Estevez, Ursig, and Lynch. They went against a guy tonight named Birdsong. The Birdsong of my era was probably Barry Manilow. By the way, Barry Manilow had a lot of hits.
All right, enough of that. Let's get into start, bench, cut. We did it earlier, our Chiefs teams from the 2000s. I give you three running backs to start, bench, cut. Priest, Jamal, Richardson.
I think it goes in that order. I'm starting Priest, Holmes. I'm benching Jamal Charles, and I am cutting Tony Richardson because he's a bad landlord, too.
Priest Holmes was always plagued by injury and a superstar behind him. Ricky Williams in college, Jamal Lewis at Baltimore, and then Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson, yeah, it's true.
Brutal career for Priest, dude. Ricky Williams, greatest running back I've ever seen in college, yeah. And then Reggie Bush happened. Jamal Lewis, 2,000-yard rusher. And then there's this Larry guy from Penn State that's in his prime. So, yeah, I would go Jamal Charles start. I would go Priest Holmes bench.
Yep.
And Tony Richardson, I think, would agree with me, would cut. Because he's the one that told the team, hey, there's this 31 guy that runs the ball, too. Why don't you let him try it? The rest is history.
The Larry Johnson draft pick will always be one of my favorites. Because I remember when they made the pick and we were up in the press club box at the time and we were with the coaches because everybody hung out back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all at the buffet and I think Vermeil was ahead of me in the buffet line. I go, oh, Larry Johnson, what'd you think? He goes, so we got burnt ends today, huh? I go, oh.
Great.
That was an offensive coach. Like, what are we doing here with this guy?
Also, Missouri State rep Mark Sharp on the drive today.
Never heard of him.
Mark Sharp?
Mark Sharp.
I'm ready.
Do you know him?
I don't know. I know he's a sharp guy.
Yeah. He hits the mark every time. It's sharp.
Gel pen, Sharpie, mechanical pencil.
Say that again?
Gel pen, Sharpie, mechanical pencil. Start, bench, cut. Since Mr. Sharp will be on the show.
Yeah, I'll go gel pen. I'll go mechanical pencil, then the Sharpie.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
Gel pen for the win, dude.
For some reason, I was in middle school. People were eating gel pens.
Well, people eat Tide Pods now, Dusty, so I don't know.
They would suck the gel out of the pen. Whoa. It would explode in their mouth.
So that was the precursor to the Tide Pod. It had to
something,
have been, right?
Man. I don't know.
Who's eating this stuff?
That's bad.
I'm just kidding. okay. We talked about grills earlier today. Charcoal, propane, Blackstone.
Starting the charcoal, benching the Blackstone, cutting the propane.
I persuaded you, didn't
you? You did. Okay. Yeah, you really did. And I think really what also persuaded me, I had four women in my house tell me that the steaks were better on the Blackstone than on the charcoal grill, and that really upset me.
Damn.
Because nothing beats the flavor of charcoal grill, man.
No, wait, you said it was 4-1, so you were the one. Yeah. And the other four.
Damn right he was.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Yeah, Dusty, I didn't know a lot. You educated me today. That's the order. I agree with Bob.
I got to buy Mac a grill from Lowe's.
Maybe that'll be. You can go get a $39 kettle grill.
Yeah.
I got a grill.
Yeah, not a charcoal grill.
Oh, you're talking about getting it. Yeah. That's fair. No, that's fair.
Show up to your house like Maloney and just put it together and be like, you don't have to worry about mice in this one. I'm going to show up like a.
I think he's a little bit jealous that I gave you a grill. Now he's got to one up me. He's a one upper.
You guys get in the comments. Let's go.
No, I just want to see you evolve. I'm glad that Bob started it.
Yeah.
I think you start with the propane grill.
That's what I told him.
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Well, actually, you start with the tailgate, little tiny grill, you know, that most people leave under their car, and then it blows up, and their car's on fire when they get back because they're stupid. So that's kind of where you start with that little grill, and then you kind of progressively work your way up to the gas grill. Then you go to the charcoal grill. Then you get the Blackstone, and then I guess you get the pellet smoker.
Yeah. Becoming a man before your eyes.
That's right. On the come, Mac. So tonight, Royals again will be in San Francisco. Game is at 8:45. Vern's On Deck show starts at 7:30. Make sure to get in on the pitch clock because you have a chance to see Brady Singer, the guy with a 5 ERA, come to town.
Do you know Ellie De La Cruz is coming as well? And I saw this stat. He is 20 career strikeouts behind Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, I'm done with the Tony Gwynn stuff. Did you know that he went to the DMV one time and his eyes were so good that they didn't even take the eye test?
Cool. Yeah, right.
How's he doing today? I'm sorry. That's tough. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
Oh my God.
I apologize. I'm so sorry to the Gwynn family. Gosh dang it. Go to church, Dusty. But the Royals are in San Francisco tonight. Michael Lorenzen versus Hayden Birdsong. Don't make fun of him. He's got a 1-0 record, 23 innings pitched, 2.31 ERA. Should be good.
There's a bunch of Birdsongs live in Kansas City. They're friends with my daughter. I wonder if they're related.
They also were in this building apparently this weekend. One died yesterday on the way to get it out of the building.
Don't care. Birds are useless.
So I ask you this. Fake. It is fun watching the Royals play in San Francisco because that ballpark is awesome.
Beautiful.
San Francisco's ballpark.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Pirates ballpark. Philadelphia Phillies ballpark.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. That's asking me who my favorite child is because San Diego would be on that list
as well.
Yeah,
they got those three decks over there in left field in San Diego. But man,
Philadelphia is the best in-game experience I've ever had. Outstanding.
That
every half inning. They're singing songs, and like it's just a fun in-game atmosphere. Pittsburgh, I think, has the best view that I've ever seen from a ballpark. And San Francisco may have the best food that I've ever experienced at a ballpark. San Diego is a total package with everything. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. And then Atlanta is going to be what we're going to see at 119th soon is the ballpark village bars. Like, that's the best overall baseball experience right now for me is Atlanta. 22 different bars and restaurants. It's SEC game day every day of the
week.
That's
awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool. I'm recency biased, but I'll start San Fran and then bench Pittsburgh and I'll cut. What was your third stadium?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah.
Bright light back there. What's going
on? That's our girl Sophie back here. She's getting making us look all pretty for our website.
Soph. Shout out to the Sophinator.
Yes. Or it's that look at that light and it's going to erase your mind.
Sophie, I thought you told me I won the miniature golf tournament. I did not. Second place. Can't win them all. Okay, I'm going to go with San Fran's Park because I love McCovey Cove. Did you see Joel and Rex or kayak?
Yeah.
Of course. I'd do anything to be in that kayak.
I'd flip it. I know I would.
Oh, for sure.
Not on purpose. I just know who I am.
Yeah. And then I would go Pittsburgh. Then I would go Philadelphia just because the fans would keep me away.
The fans are great for the baseball side of things. They were outstanding.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We continue with start, bench, cut. Last night we had some storms roll through, right? It was a little rough at times.
It's crazy.
You go in non-severe storms nights, a little thunder, a little lightning, a little rain, windows open. Nice, peaceful snow where you know you can't do anything, burrow down, get in there, get all Joe'd out. Or are you just loving the summer nights where you're blasting the AC and it's like 70 degrees in your house?
My wife is going to kill me on this one.
Because
I'm starting the snow.
Oh.
I don't mind. She thinks I hate snow.
It's a very peaceful sleep.
It is. It's not. I don't hate the snow. I hate everything that comes along with the snow, like having to get up and go to work and shovel and do all of that stuff. If I was in a cabin in Colorado and it snowed, I'd be fine every day of the week. No problem. I don't have to go anywhere. The snow hampers you from going places, but I love it. That peaceful, like if it snows on like a Saturday night or Friday night and it's just calm and quiet in the neighborhood, I don't think you get more peaceful sleep than a perfect snowstorm like that. Just calm.
And you probably ate like chili. You've probably been a chili lord or like a stew guy.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
Yeah, you've either been Stew Gotts or, you know, Chili Davis.
Smash.
Yeah. Stew Gotts, great guy.
So I'll start the snow. Okay. I'll start the non-severe storm, and then blasting the AC costs me money, so I don't like that.
Yeah, but peace of mind.
Yeah, you're right. It's peace of mind, but it's also peace of wallet.
Like, have you ever gone to somebody's house who doesn't give a rip about their bill? You walk in, it's like 68 degrees, and it's like cold. 97 degrees outside, and you're like, oh, it feels good in here.
Yeah, but it was like, we had that yesterday, because it got cold, and we didn't turn the air up, and I came home with like 68 degrees. I'm like, what the hell's going on in here? I'm freezing.
I go non-severe, I go snowing, then I go blast the AC.
Same order.
Okay.
Love it.
Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, Caitlin Clark.
I go Eastern, Caitlin, Western.
Mm.
I'd go Western, Eastern, Caitlin.
Gosh. Just don't like women's sports, man.
It's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah.
No, I'm going Western Conference, Eastern Conference, Caitlin. Same with Mac.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see the next one that I have.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
SGA and Brunson. Start okay. Bench cut.
Brunson and SGA.
Mm.
Are these based on
just who you like?
However you want to do it.
Okay.
You start bench or you cut them.
Right now, I'm going to, like, just based on watching must-watch TV, Ant, Brunson, SGA.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.